Minecraft Lore Explained, Woodland Mansions. This theory explains the backstory of villagers and pillagers and what the woodland mansions are used for. At one point, illagers and villagers were one and the same, coexisting in society. But at some point in time, a group of villagers began to dabble in magic, learning about things like sacrifice and other dimensions. The rest of the villagers outcast them, unwilling to accept their magical views into their trade-based society. So, this new group set off to research magic in peace, often the most secluded area they could find. They built the Woodland Mansion, an extremely large building housing all types of illagers, each with their own role. Evokers are the main sorcerers working on magic. Vindicators are axe wielders that defend the mansion from invaders. And pillagers move around, some in mansions, some in outposts, and others on raids. They created bedrooms, libraries, storage rooms, and farms, all pointing towards a very long-term place of stay and sustainability. But there are also conference rooms, map rooms, and fake end portal rooms, which tell us what these mansions are actually used for. Conference rooms are obviously a place to meet or eat food. The map rooms allow the illagers to make plans of action, such as raids or other conquests, and lay them out on paper. And the fake end portal room indicates that they are interested in the end, but haven't figured it out yet. This is perhaps the most important clue, because the end portal is referenced nowhere else in the game by non-player entities other than in mansions. However, for now it seems as though the illagers still have some work to do. There's other indications of magic around the mansion, such as the ritual rooms and the wool animal rooms. These builds are likely some kind of effigy related to ritual. For example, cats are commonly associated with protection, and chickens with sacrifice. These two animals relate to the magical object possessed by only evokers, totems of undying. Perhaps in the creation of totems, cats serve to protect the player, and chickens represent the death being foregone, and the ritual rooms serve to honor the animals lost in the creation of these items.